You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Tonight, the Kalamazoo Valley Museum will hold a concert highlighting local transgender and gender non-specific artists. The goal of Unified, a Kalamazoo music experience, is to celebrate Kalamazoo's diversity through music. As WMUK's Chris Killian reports, the event will showcase talent from a pool of artists celebrating their true selves.
For years, Davis and Nicholas sang and played in the rock band Two Stars Burning Sun, among many other bands. The muscly and sometimes melodic music was driving and intense. Nicholas was drenched in the screamo music scene, touring for stints, recording albums, and playing live as often as possible. Now, Nicholas has traded in the clamor of metalcore for an acoustic guitar and evolved a lyrical delivery that was grab you by the throat to one that's quiet and contemplative. It's been an evolution in more ways than one for Nicholas. A little more than 6 months ago, she came out openly as a transgender woman. Nicholas says the journey to find her real self has been hard, but inspiring.
Every time I leave my house, I have to have the mantra of, you're good, you love yourself, nothing else matters, everything's good.
Nicholas says she sometimes feels vulnerable in public. There's just no way to know how the world might treat her on a given day. That feeling extends to the stage, too. Performers, by definition, make themselves vulnerable. But for the sake of her music, and herself, she puts herself out there, playing songs that often chronicle the long road she's taken to where she is today.
I was raised with bears, made my home in a cave.
And without saying any words, I'm saying I don't have anything to hide. You know what I mean? There's nothing here to hide behind. I'm a lot bigger than this guitar. I'm not hiding. It's kind of like an intentional confrontation to people. It's almost like a dare. You know, I'm here. Here's your opportunity to do or say something stupid if you want to.
They never do, she says. Chris Falk is the special events coordinator at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. He got the idea to host a concert showcasing LGBT and gender nondescript artists after seeing Nicholas perform this past summer. It's all about creating a safe space for emerging artists, he says. In many ways, the concert could be just the beginning of a movement to bring more transgender and gender nondescript artists into the limelight.
Yeah, I think we are kind of scratching the surface, which is why this is this event is kind of a kickoff, if you will, open your eyes to the possibilities of, you know, having more events.
Now that I'm young, I can testify my love. Hooray!
Casey Gruten is a Kalamazoo singer-songwriter and self-taught piano player who will also perform this evening. Gruten does not identify with any gender. Gruten says what matters most is the creative process and the joy and celebration of uniqueness that music provides.
Imagination leads to creation, and creation leads to wisdom. And if we don't imagine new ways of expressing ourselves as humans, then there's not going to be any room for change, and there's not going to be any room for growth or wisdom. I don't gender identify as anything. I don't really find a reason to have to put myself in something like that. So I'm glad I get to perform at this because I can showcase that.
Davis and Nicholas says she knows the road to full inclusion is a long one, but every journey has to have a beginning.
Like I said, it's a maiden voyage. It's our first thing. So we'll see what happens. And we already talked about doing the next one. I mean, it's going to be an ongoing thing. I think it's going to be a success. And I think it's going to be an ongoing thing.
The concert will also feature spoken word performances and a set by the critically acclaimed group The Accidentals, a duo from Traverse City that's unique take on indie folk is turning heads across the nation. The show begins at 7 tonight at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum's Stryker Theater. Admission is $5. For WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.